And I'm curious how, if you work with children, and what kind of, you know, getting these kids at a young age and giving them this, what kind of effect it's had.
First of all, subliminal photography is what we call this particular phenomenon we're dealing with, and it's actually done at the rate of 2 pages per second or faster.
Wow.
It is not reading in any source or any way. It's not, you don't have the sensation of reading when you subliminally photograph. There's no focusing on words involved. There's no sub-vocalizing or talking of the words to yourself as you would do when you read or speed read. Of course, it's starting at speeds, as I say, 2 pages per second or faster. You're dealing with 25,000 minimum words per minute up to into the hundreds of thousands, depending on the size of the print per page. What we found out in our initial testing in Arizona was that the faster a person goes through material, the less sub-vocalizing and focusing they do on the page. There's a direct correlation between your actual ability to assimilate that information. And not only do you assimilate it, but you assimilate it literally, verbatim. You're literally taking the picture of the information as it goes by at this rate of speed. Not with the conscious, logical part of the brain that we read with, but with a part of the subconscious part of the brain into long-term memory. So it instantly goes into long-term memory, bypassing the short-term memory function of the brain so that we get it instantly. Therefore, we have 100% retention for life versus a 5% retention for 2 days when we read something.